From sleepless nights to tantrums at the store, wiping sticky hands and cleaning up the kitchen floor. Every day's an adventure, never a dull moment in sight. They're breaking all the rules with their hearts shining bright.
Welcome back to The Secret Life of Motherhood. I am Christine.
I am Anne.
And this is the place where we air all the dirty laundry of motherhood. Nothing is off limits. This is all winging it like we do with motherhood. This is raw. This is unfiltered, except when we swear. But even then. And it's the discussions you have with your besties. If you don't have a bestie, girl, welcome.
Welcome to the tribe. And we've got two episodes on making mom friends, okay, which you can find on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, nova.com.na. We give you like a little, what is it, a 10-step?
Yeah, 10 no? steps 10 of step. How to make friends as okay. a mom.
But until you do, we're here.
Yeah.
We are now, this is a safe space.
It is safe a safe space.
Yeah.
So, motherhood, full of judgment. We know this is a judgment-free place, even though sometimes we might sound like we're judging you. Really not. But there are some things since becoming a mom that I really could not give about.
Couldn't give a rat ass.
Not at all. Could not be asked, could not be bothered.
No.
Things that we do not care about anymore, mom edition. Okay, my first one, cereal for dinner. Used to care, don't. If everyone's eaten, it's a win.
It's far better than being woken up half an hour later or an hour later. I'm hungry.
Yeah, but also cereal, look, I cook. I try to cook nutritious meals. Whether or not my kids are going to eat it is absolutely not up to me.
No, it ain't.
Even when I cook what they ask for, like, I don't like this. Like, you ate it last week, just like that. But some nights I'm just super tired and they don't want to eat what I've made. I really try and encourage them to just have a bite, just try it before you knock it. Don't yuck someone else's yum. I'll die. And then eventually I'm just like, you know, I just have the cereal.
It's your fine. Options are?
I have at any given time, I counted the other day.
Yes.
Any given time, I probably have about 5 to 6 different cereals in my cupboard.
Really?
Yeah.
I've only ever had, I think, as many as 3 or 4.
Okay.
But my kid is very, kind of like Sheldon from the Big Bang Theory. Yeah. This is the flavor of the month and this is what we're eating now. So
yeah, they do that. I think I've got probably 5 or 6 because it's like, I want this. You never eat that. I want it. I'll eat it. And then they just don't. So some things I refuse now. Another thing that I do not care about anymore, and this year it really struck me with my youngest's birthday this year, is fancy birthday parties.
Okay, so you've got girls.
Yeah.
So your birthday parties naturally would be a little bit more themed and fancy and this and that. I've got a boy. He wants to have a theme, but he doesn't care if the party bag and the napkin and the paper plate and the cupcake and the cake all match each other. So luckily I'm fine
there.
So
what do you do if it's themed? What do you theme? Do you like print him a shirt?
No. No. Like what that would do? Require a lot of effort. Have I ever really... His second was themed, and that was Mickey Mouse. So the cake was Mickey Mouse, and we got him a balloon that was Mickey Mouse, and that was as far as the theme went.
Okay.
Yeah. So now I grew tired of that whole theme thing, like, very quickly.
No, so my girls, I did a lot. Birthday parties are one of the things that I've always said I'll put a lot of effort in while I still can. Because I work full time. It's one of the few things I can really do for them once a year. Mm-hmm. Then it started to trickle down to the cake. Okay. I bake the cake. That is non-compromise. I love baking, but that is the thing I do.
Okay.
Even if I outsource everything else.
We do need to do an episode on birthday cakes and the they turn into. That's a topic for another day.
That's a whole different episode. But fancy birthday parties, that shit's expensive, okay? Ooh. And where my eyes opened was probably about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
My youngest has a friend that she, one of her besties, she got invited to this bestie's birthday party. It was her fourth birthday. It was the first birthday party she'd ever had.
Okay.
Okay. These are well-off people.
Okay.
And the birthday party consisted of a homemade cake, one, what do you call it, a buck full chippies, and a jug of water. And the kids could jump on the trampoline and they could play and the gifts were given. And that was it. And I was like, why am I doing all this effort? Is it for me? Is it for my kid? And then this year was the first time where I really said, you know what? I'll do some kind of sort of theme. Mm. Also because my youngest was like, I want it to be a unicorn theme. Then it turned into a mermaid theme. And then she wanted a combination. And I was like, no. So eventually we had a different theme. I did the bare minimum and she was super happy.
Okay.
So I could not give a shit about fancy birthday parties anymore.
Before I had a kid, I was not like in a medical sense, but I was quite OCD.
Yeah, we lived together.
Yes.
I remember you are a very neat person.
Okay. It needs to be this way. Like, again, it's not the light switch needs to go on and off four or five times or whatever. No. But tidy.
Pedantic is the word.
Order.
Pedantic.
order in my courtroom.
Okay.
My car used to be my pride and joy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like the inside of my car. Darling, I do not give a ass about that anymore. Okay. The inside of my car right now is, it's not sticky.
Yeah.
I will stand to that. It's not sticky, but it is very dusty. Okay. Half of either my or my son's wardrobe is in there somewhere. Okay.
Yeah.
There is a Cricut bag in there. There are empty boxes, empty water bottles.
It's like crumbs, strange smell coming from somewhere. Don't stick your hand in under a baby seat ever. Pro tip.
So yeah, I really couldn't care less about that neatness. Even in my house, I've let go of that.
Mm.
And I let go of it this one instant where... So I was also semi-minimalist.
Mm-hmm.
But a few nice decorative items were in my house. And after my wedding, I bought like a little box with little mini files in them for the wedding photos.
Yeah.
Okay. And my son couldn't leave that thing alone for the life of me. He could not. And why? I mean, they're photos and they're meant to be looked at. But and so I ripped my... a crawl one afternoon. I picked it up and I threw it in the bin.
No.
I was like, we cannot have nice things in this house anymore. I took it out eventually.
Okay, I was about to say, like, how long did this tantrum last?
No, I took it out, cleaned it off, it was fine.
Okay.
But right there, that's when I realized, no, girlfriend, pick your battles.
Look, I still do care about what my house looks like, but only because it annoys me.
Do you? Shall we remind our viewers what my son once told you?
That is quite funny, though. I am going to tell that story. Okay, so for context, look, it does bug me. The chaos in my house, the toys, the little toys. Little toys, the things that are smaller than your thumb. My house is full of it. Full of it. Can't. Okay? I am still clearly very annoyed. It bugs me. Don't really care that much anymore about what other people think when they get there. I will clean it up or tidy it up. To the point where you have a seat in my house and it doesn't look like a dustbin. Okay?
And look, it's not like it's filthy. Like there's not like food all over the place and it's not that bad. It's just our houses have become unneat, if that's a word.
Yeah, and I must say, sometimes there is food on my floor in the living room. The other day I found like ketchup behind one of the couches. tomato sauce, and no one had used it in the last 2 days.
Oh,
like,
wow.
So I didn't know where that came from.
Anyway.
But Anne San, so I will tell the story, they spent some time at our house. I was showing him around because my children were bored of playing. They were in front of the TV. He was looking for something to do, and we walked around, and he very maturely, I said to him, okay, you can play keyboard. Thank you, I'll keep that as an option. And then you can play with the Legos. Thank you, I'll keep that as an option. You can play with this. And
what, like, else you got, lady?
Like, all of these boxes of things. And he's like, thank you, I'll think about it. And then he looks at his mom and he looks at me and he says, Danny, ek dink julle moet 'n slag julle huis bietjie opruim.
I nearly died.
She did. You almost died. Like, I don't think I've ever seen you that mortified. At least I do not, like, my give a shittery is very low. I don't take offense. And I just said to him,
yeah, no, yes. You laughed it off.
Yeah, I was like, yes, we probably do, my
we
child.
We sure do, boy. We sure do.
We sure do. So yeah, and also if it's on the floor, as my book opus.
Then it's done.
It is dead to me. Then it's dead. I'll walk over it. I'll kick it away underneath something so I don't have to see it. Or just scream at a kid to come and pick it up. Or I'll just step on it and be like, that's why we don't. There's a commercial as quickies that wrong cleaning. I do that sometimes, though.
You know, when the vacuum cleaner goes clink, 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 clink. You're like, oh, well, I hope we didn't need that.
Skipping a bath for a night in the week. Okay, I have got girls, so I think it's a little bit different. My eldest is 9 now, so she's also going to start getting to the point where I can't do that anymore. But every now and again,
can't you?
I'm like, I literally say to them, come here, and I'm like, I just smell. I'm like, you're fine. You're fine. It's like, it's 7:15 and you haven't even finished eating. Let's just say it's fine.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, I can't say that I care much for that either. I mean, you know, when you get to the point where they're no longer babies, so they don't have to have that strict bedtime routine and stuff anymore, then you start allowing Farkie night.
Yes.
Okay. Usually every weekend.
Yeah, Farkie ours is night. Normally Fridays.
Yeah. And then when you do that, you think, oh, I shouldn't let this snowball. Shouldn't let her go to the week. And then you get to that point and you're like, nah, I'll allow it.
Nah, if they don't smell, who cares?
I mean, okay. Really, they're fed. They're not bathed, but they are clothed.
Yeah, who gives a shit? Kids being quiet in the store. When my kids were small, I still sometimes got a bit embarrassed if my kids are rowdy in the store.
Mm-hmm.
Now I am at the point where really could not care. I'm not talking about like full-on rude screaming, tantruming, although if they do...
Mm.
It doesn't really bug me all that much. I just am like, ciao Bella, I'm out of here. You join me in the next aisle when you're done. But either listen to my kids speaking very loudly, or you can choose to listen to me shushing them the whole time. And I find it very annoying when parents go, shh, shh, money, money. They're kids. Let them
they
be.
Are kids
I don't
at
care.
At the end of the day. So my son loves running ahead in the malls.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we used to play that game with like the tiles of different colors.
Can't step on the lines.
Yes.
And
then he would jump from the one to the other. And at first when he started doing that, I was a little like, and now I'm like,
be free, my
run,
child.
Run. Yeah.
Look, I don't let my kids run in the store because they will run into someone or someone will run them over with a trolley. That I try not to do.
That's how they learn, isn't it? Natural consequences.
But if they speak loudly, if they have a bit of an argument, if they tantrum about something, if someone else's child tantrums about something, honey, I don't care.
No.
It doesn't bug me. I am just thankful that it's not my turn today. That is all I'm thinking when I look at you. Like, oh, I'm so
true
sorry.
True story.
Also... related to that is I don't care if you hear our conversations.
Like?
If you hear my conversations with my child explaining things to them or telling them this is the very last time that I want to hear mama, 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 okay? I don't lower my voice that much anymore because I really couldn't care. If you judge my parenting style, that sounds like a you problem.
For sure. I kind of like get a kick out of it if you do hear me. Because then it's sort of like it's proof that I am a pretty good mom.
Okay.
You heard me. Put my foot down. So, I don't care about that.
Because when you start being a mom, and I still know a lot of parents feel this way, you're like, I'm like,
no.
You had 3 hours of TV yesterday. We're not watching any more TV when you get home. Okay. And then whether your kids are neat and polished, I used to feel a little bit bad because I'm not one of the moms that I'm not able to get my kids out the door.
Ponytails and plaits with little ribbons.
Looking like I was present when they got dressed.
Oh.
Okay, I can't. I'm just really not able to. I've got one feral child. She is six.
She really is. She's a good one, but she... Ooh.
And I've got another one that's nine, starting to try and find our own style. Sometimes we just rush out the door really quickly, and then the only thing I'm bothered about is, did you go to the loo? That's it. I don't care if you've got shoes on, as long as your butt is covered and you've gone to the loo, I'm fine.
I've even let the shoes go.
Yeah, I've never cared about shoes. No, never.
No. It's a little disgusting, like taking him to the mall without shoes, but you know what?
It's a good immune booster,
right? And like, I can wash his feet.
Yeah, don't really care about that anymore. But yeah, like, please stop apologizing for sorry what my kids look like, sorry for like, I am super impressed if your kid's hair is combed and they've got matching clothing on,
because that means you also cleaned it at the same time. Like laundry ones.
Now that you mention it.
Right?
You yeah. You've
got the time for that.
No, I also don't do that.
The most important things. Your kid needs to have manners.
Yeah.
Really.
If they are a good human being, if then they are kind.
You've done your job.
And I can see that your child is not neglected or abused.
Yeah.
It's fine. Kids are going to be kids. They're going to embarrass you. They're going to go out looking. And look, it's cute if they go out with hair like this. Up until probably about the age of six. Then it's not as cute anymore always.
Yeah.
But for the most part, under the age of 10, people really don't care what they look like. Like, we all had.
No. And you shouldn't like put so much of your heart on the line to make that perfect. You're just putting too much on your plate.
Yeah.
It's our opinion.
It's our opinion. If you do get your kids out the door on time, which is also something I'm caring less and less about as time goes by, not being on time. Not that I was ever very good at it. If you do get your kids out the door on time, if you do manage to wash their hair every 2 days, if you do manage to tie their hair, if you do manage to wash the matching, you know, outfits and on the same load, good on you. Please tell me how to do it, because I really don't know. I don't judge you and be like, oh, you think you're better than us. No. I admire it.
Share.
But I am not that, and I don't have the capacity to care anymore.
And that's okay.
That's okay. That's other totally stuff okay. We care about.
Yeah. You can listen to a whole lot of other episodes on nova.com.na. You can listen on Spotify. You can listen on Apple Podcasts. You can catch us on TikTok at secretlife911. That was not intentional. You can catch us on Facebook and, of course, on our very brand new home.
OneAfrica.tv.